Grace and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Chosen. It's a wonderful word, isn't it? Do you remember what it feels like to be chosen? Do you remember the anxiety you felt back in elementary school as you stood along the fence at playground? As they chose teams for the various kickball teams. And what a relief it was when you were finally chosen. Do you remember the nervousness you felt back in high school as you went to the bulletin board to see if you had made the team or the play? And the relief you felt when you saw your name written there and you realized that you had been chosen. Do you remember the frustration you felt as you looked for a job and you kept getting turned down time and time again? But then the sheer joy that you felt when you got a call notifying you that you had been chosen for the position. Being chosen elicits feelings of happiness and pride and safety and contentment. Being chosen means that someone else wants us or loves us or respects us. And that does wonders for our sense of self. In our Old Testament reading this morning, we have the details of Jeremiah being chosen by God, chosen to be one of his prophets. I'd like to read again one of the verses. The Lord said to Jeremiah, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." But Jeremiah didn't seem too excited about being chosen by God. In fact, he seemed rather reluctant. Primarily, I suppose, because of the expectations associated with the task for which God had chosen him. You see, Jeremiah had been chosen to speak for God to a people who had no desire to listen to God. And the thought of that daunting task scared him. But God said to Jeremiah, "Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you." That's often God's way of helping people overcome their fear. He lets them know that he is with them. In Genesis chapter 26, God said to Isaac, "I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not be afraid, for I am with you." In Exodus chapter 3, when Moses was afraid to go and to speak to Pharaoh, God said to Moses, "I will be with you." Deuteronomy 31, Moses gives his encouragement to Joshua as he's about to leave and Joshua is about to take over and be the leader of the people of the Israelites. He says to him, "Don't be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." And in Psalm 23, David echoes this same theme as he informs us as to why he does not fear, even though he walks through the valley of the shadow of death. And it's because God is with him. Over and over again in the scriptures, the antidote to fear is the ever-present presence of God. 1 John reminds us in 1 John 4, there is no fear in love, for perfect love drives out fear. And in God we know, in God we have the most perfect love of all. A love that would sacrifice his own son to pay the debt of our sin and to save us for eternity. And thus we need not fear anything, ever. Because in Christ Jesus, through his death and his resurrection, we have seen and we have experienced the most perfect love of all. And a love that we will always have with us because he is always with us. Remember some of the last words that Jesus spoke to his disciples. He said, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." But, I mean, that all sounds great, doesn't it? But how do I know that I am part of those to whom Jesus' final words were intended? Now, how do we know that he is with us always? Because we have been chosen in much the same way as Jeremiah had been chosen by God before he was even formed in his mother's womb, as it says in Scripture. So we also have been chosen. Listen to the words of our Lord from the mouth or the hand of Paul in Ephesians chapter 1. He wrote, "For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ." And then in Romans 8, Paul wrote this. He said, "And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified." But some will still say, "How do I know that that includes me? How do I know that I have been chosen?" My friends, we know it because of our baptism. For in baptism, God has called each one of us by name. And he poured out his forgiveness upon us, and he filled our hearts with faith. And because of that forgiveness and that faith given to us as a gift, we know that we have been saved. You see, God saved us because he had called us, because he had chosen us. Before earth and heaven even existed, God chose you for eternity. I pray that that truth would comfort you and encourage you and strengthen you as you face the challenges and the setbacks of life. And may you face those challenges and those setbacks without fear, knowing that he is with you always. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen.